One of my earliest childhood memories is when I was 3 or 4 years old. I took my mom's hand to go to another room in our home to have her turn off the light and fan because she left them on. Now, I don't remember exactly, nor do my parents, whether this was a value I got from them or if it was something I naturally felt on my own. But as far as I can tell, I've always felt strongly about using resources mindfully. From an early age, I had a low tolerance for wastage of any kind, be it food, water, or electricity, for instance. In hindsight, I cared about the planet long before I knew I cared about the planet. Fast forward to 2015, I remember someone asked me in a workshop, if I wrote a book about my life, what would I call it? I clearly remember telling them in that instant, it would be called Less But Better. When I launched the Less But Better project last year, I felt as if my life had come full circle to that distant childhood memory. I felt I was always the, quote, less but better guy, and it took me all my life to return to that point. Truth be told, I did not want to start this project, but for reasons I mentioned on the website, I could not ignore the feeling about starting this project because the feeling wouldn't go away. I felt like I had much to give to others by the virtue of who I was, and the last thing I wanted to do was to deprive others of this value. Matter of fact, you'll see even the Less But Better logo on the website is a globe showing the planet Earth. That's not happenstance, because I always wanted to be reminded of why I was doing what I was doing, which was in service of the planet and its people. My all-time favorite photo happens to be of the Blue Marble. It was a picture taken of the Earth in 1972 from approximately 30,000 kilometers away. Looking at it makes me a bit teary-eyed. Here's the thing. We only have one home, and we must do everything in our power to preserve it for the future of our children and grandchildren, as well as for the millions of species that inhabit the planet. After all, what dollar or industry figure can be worth more than protecting life on Earth? As far as I am concerned, every day is Earth Day. Maybe a time will come in our lifetime when we don't have to celebrate this day anymore, because everything we do is keeping Mother Earth in mind. Suffice to say, it would benefit us all immensely to shift our attitude from an egocentric viewpoint to an ecocentric one. As Carl Sagan put, this pale blue dot is the only home we have ever known. That's it for this week. You can send your thoughts, comments, or questions via voicemail. If you liked this episode, please rate the podcast. It will only take a second, and it will help others like you discover the show. If you'd also like to read the weekly inspiration, sign up for the Less But Better weekly email. You can find all of the links in the show notes. Remember, we can all be and do less but better. Life is meant to be lived and not to be, quote, done. How you live your life matters way more than what you, quote, achieve. It's the only thing that matters.